Welcome to Night Your Day. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. I pray that God is blessing you with the shows that we're putting together. I went out there in my archives and looked for something for you for today. It's a wonderful sermon talking about faith and fear, recorded back about 2018. It's going to bless you. It's talking about miracles. It was during one of my healing services in my old building that we used to have years back, and I pray that it blesses you. God bless.
And I know, just speaking out of experience, and I'm sitting down, I was looking outside. There's something happening. My wife was calling me outside, and there's something happening outside with some cars. And I'm like, hold on, because this report came, said Kenya shooting at mall. And I'm like, wait. And I come back to the video on the screen. The very mall that I was standing in was attacked the very next week. And the guy said we would have went that week, but we didn't have gas for our car. One of the terrorists. They didn't have gas, so that's the only week the reason they didn't attack the day that I was there, because there was no gas. The mumbling, the groaning, that's what God does for you every day. That's why when you're driving and you see a huge catastrophe, you're okay. The mumbling and grumbling, the devastation. He's out there to protect you, to move you, to move you around, to get you, and we just up to us to hear him. Amen?
That's right.
But that's what the Holy Spirit does for us. So those are miracles unknown, because I got those two as miracles. Amen? Amen? And then let's look at Acts 19:11. I'm going to turn to that in my Bible real quick. I love it. I love reading out of the Bible. Even though, you know, you have it on your screen and stuff, it's always better from the Word for me. It says, and God brought special miracles by the hand of Paul. This is Acts 19:11, verse 12. So that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them. Can we say amen?
Amen.
And the evil spirits went out of them. Amen. I always tell everybody when I read the scripture that Paul was the original TV evangelist. Come on. He took what miracles were happening in his service, and he put it to miracles happening in the service, in the homes of people. They got the same anointing, just like watching television or the internet. Praise God. But those miracles happen. Amen. Paul did it with aprons, right? Jesus did it with water and wine, making water and wine. Creative miracles, taking something tangible, taking something that just looks normal and using it. Praise God. And just using it for God's glory. That's what creative miracles are. You know, when I was talking to you about the miracles of India, one of them is this Indian woman with a crooked arm. I finished preaching. Praise God. I was tired. I'm all sweating. I don't wear a coat there. It's usually a golf shirt, you know, the ones that the dry fits, because I'm sweating. I lose 20, 30 pounds, many months and many years since last India one, but still, I would lose 20 pounds in just water weight, just being there. And I'm drinking water like this. They don't have a bottle of water like we have. They have a liter? Is that what Indian was? Like a liter. It's like, that's all you get. It's a big old liter. It's yours. You drink it the whole day. So I was going through four of those a day, easy.
Wow.
And it's hot. It is hot. And I never go after March, and I never go before December. Praise God. That's December through January, February, that's the best time. Now, when we were there, I'm sitting there, and the fan's going. I'm like, why do they even have a fan? It's like early moving. So I'm like looking around for a switch to make it go faster. And I asked the brother, hey, bro, how do you get this to go faster? That is the speed that we got. That is the speed that we got. Great. So I'm still there like this, trying to get the hair on me. And then this lady comes in with a crooked arm, and she just comes like this, walking slow. And Bishop Mike was with me on that trip. And Bishop Mike sees her arm, and he goes, you got this, bro? I'm like, yeah, I got it. No problem. I mean, I didn't see the condition of it until she put it in front of me. But see, that's what, when you're in the Spirit of God, you don't see the natural.
That's
praise
right.
God.
That's right.
I just see a healing.
Right.
I just see healing that needs to happen. So I don't think about it. Says Woman's Word said, if you've already thought about it, you've already lost. Sit down.
That's right. That's
sit down.
That's right.
If you haven't think about it, then you ain't got the prayer or faith, didn't you?
That's right.
Bring me someone that does.
Amen.
You know, so when she put her hand out to me, I was like, I didn't grab it. I didn't do anything. All I did was this. And as her hand passed through that, it started to crack and crack until it got to the elbow, and it just popped all the way straight. Completely healed. And that is, the Bishop Mike said that when I put my hands like that, that he's seen a fireball.
Oh, wow.
He's seen a fireball as her hand passed through there. And I was like, cool.
Awesome.
Creative, right? No one trained me. No one told me. God, just going by the Spirit. We get out there. I'm sipping my Sprite with a straw. I get outside. And there's this, we're getting in the Jeeps. We're about to go. And I'm about to duck in there. And then I look way out, way afar off, as the King James would say, afar off. And I see this lady walking, and or someone walking, and they're really laboring. And I go, hold on, I think there's someone else that needs prayer, because she's rushing. You can tell when someone's just in anticipation and breathing hard, and she's a distance away. And I look at my friends, and I said, well, we'll give her some time. And then my friend looks closer, oh, yes, yes, she needs prayer. Let's go to her. I stood still. I go, no. I go, I think we're just going to let her faith make her whole. Everybody actually got closer and thought I was the meanest guy in the world. Because she had, her foot was right here where her knee was like that. And she was using her hand as a crutch to walk like that. And then they all looked at me. I mean, look at me like you want. I go, I'm just doing what God tells me to do. Praise God. And I, again, seeing the spiritual, I knew that God was doing something in her as she was coming. And she got in front of me, and she stood on one foot, like, you know, you're about to salute. And she goes, I go, darlings, what do you need from the Lord? And she talked English. She understood. She goes, I believe if I can come in my own power and stand in front of the man of God, that I can stand right here, and the man of God will pull my leg, and I will be healed.
Wow.
And I looked at everybody, and everybody's like, I was like, great, let's do it. I just grabbed her foot, and I just yanked as hard. I yanked hard. I just yanked. I mean, what I mean, I can gently pull it, you know. Smith Wigglesworth always said, punch me, boy. He used to say, I'm not punching the person, I'm punching the demon. Praise God.
Right.
You know, but nowadays, I'm going to get away with it. So I just yanked as hard as I can, and as soon as I yanked her foot, dust everywhere. And I found out in Kenya, in the United States, and in India, they all say it the same way. Her foot was standing right beside her. I mean, they're both exactly the same. And everybody goes, ooh. I was like, yeah, amen to that ooh. That's awesome. And how many of us know it takes money to move the gospel?
Yes.
Praise God. I got some rupees. Whatever I had in my bag, I gave to the pastor. And I said, look, she covered about a good mile and a half. I want you to walk her back. I want you to testify. I want you to preach. I don't want you to just do it today. I want you to walk her through all her friends. This will cover you for a couple of weeks. And cover your time and feed you and take care of you. You go. When you see an opportunity to put a blessing into something, is when you send them out and you make sure you sow a seed, because
that's
going to change. Everybody's seen her. Everybody knows her. She's like this since her birth. This is the greatest testimony that can evangelize and win souls.
Amen.
I may not be able to go in there and preach on the open air and minister like that, but he can.
Yes.
Don't have to be, praise God, but I can support it and send it. You know, King David used to say in the Word of God, those that go into battle and those that watch the goods receive the same reward. Amen.
That's right. That's right.
Hi, this is David Yanis, and I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I'm going to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios, and many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. And I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military, and about divine revelation and miracles and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it, it has touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148. For $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call, or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website, or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite, so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast.
this is David Gannis. I want to invite you to one of our healing services. Please visit our website, find out more details. But we have services all over the United States and literally all over the world. We have gone through South Africa, Kenya, India, Mexico, Peru. We are all over the United States, from Los Angeles to Florida, all the way up to Nashville, to Wisconsin, all the way down to Texas. We have several services in Texas. Louisiana, we've been there, and we're going back. Nashville, we've been there, and we're going back. Hawaii, we're going back. I want you to go to our website. Find some place that you can get to so we can pray for you. If you can't make it, just believe. Send me a prayer request. I will try my best to answer you. I do text back. I do email back. I do make phone calls back. I do write back. So if you write me personally, call me. I will try my best to get back to you. God bless you. Thank you so much for watching our broadcast. Remember, go to our website to find out more details about our healing services. God bless you.
And that lady that was inside with the crooked hands, another pastor, I handed her off to him and gave him movies. And it's funny, when they see you pulling out money, maybe they're all like, looking. But you have to make sure that everybody knows why you're giving this particular pastor the money. Because then they feel a little offended that they didn't get something or they did something wrong. So you just have to, you know, as long as you articulate it and explain it, everybody's good. And then he went. I said, now you take her. Everybody that's seen her crooked hand, I want you to take her. And you got to invest. You got to invest in the kingdom. Amen?
Amen.
So those are two things. I'm like, wow, God's awesome. God's awesome. We're like cruising in the Jeep, we get to the next place. We get a little bonus.
Yeah.
Little like, hey man, God did this.
Yes.
I'm like, what's God gonna do with this next place? We're in a nice little tent, it's nice and cool in there, I'm drinking my water. And it comes time for me to get up there and preach. I have a little system how it works, similar to what we do here, but it's a little bit different. And the other minister sat down, he gives me the mic. I'm about to throw that thing in there, I'm walking up there. What's God gonna do? I can't wait to see God the next thing. And I couldn't believe it came out of my mouth. I said, I want all the blind people to come forward. And I just smiled. I'm thinking, like, one or two. Whoa, we had 25. I'm like, oh, man. I'm like, Lord, you obviously knew they were going to come forward, Lord, so I'm kind of in a spot here, so you're going to have to do this. And everybody's like, and all my ministers are like, oh, look at this. And I'm like, well, God, do it. And they look at me. What do we do? I'm like, I don't know yet. Just pray. We don't know. So I gave it to me. I said, okay, I want all of y'all to walk in front of them. And so all the ministers, don't touch it, just walk in front of them. Then I'm going to walk by in front of them, and I'm going to come back to the podium, and we're going to count to three. And when we count to three, I want them to open their eyes. Well, I told them, I want them to, you know, they're blind already. There was no matter. So we went up there. I mean, think about it, it's right. It's like, we're going to find them. So I went up there, and we got up there, and we did all that, and then I was like, I counted three and nothing happened. I'm like, oh, they don't understand English. Count in Hindi. And they counted in Maori. They counted in Oriya. And then they counted one, two, three. And then I just like kind of waited to see, you know, one popped, the other one popped. And then it all kind of like a corporate thing, everybody start popping. And sure enough, 24 eyes open instantly. 24 of them. And you know what you're getting. Parents, you see the brothers, you see the friends hugging them and crying. And some of them were injured, some of them were older, some of them were born like that. It's just a mixture. You can't say they're all born like that. And they now could see. And they were excited, and they're just crying and crying. All of them trying to hug me. Every one of them trying to hug me. And I'm like, I'm just hugging them as I go by. But then we get to the 25th one. And I'm like, I looked, and the same moment I seen her, all my ministers, 16 of them, seen her too, and it's like recovering a football. It was like recovering a fumble. They all jumped off the stage and started running towards them. I'm like, oh no, calm down. And they're all praying, all praying in tongues, all praying in different languages. And I'm like, wait. God doesn't miss anyone. Amen?
Amen.
He doesn't miss anyone. So I had them all step back and I go, there's more people to pray for, but let's see what's wrong with her thinking. Because there's something wrong with her thinking. She's not getting her healing. There's something wrong with her thinking. If he healed 24, he surely would have healed 25.
That's right.
It's just another number, and God will do it. Mm-hmm. So we sat down with her for just a second with a translator. Said that she thought she was more blessed because she was an evangelist, and she can preach the gospel blind. I'm like, woman, what do you think if you can read the Bible yourself and see where you're going? And she's like, no, I'm blessed. God gave me this. I go, God don't give you sickness, wrap it up and say Merry Christmas.
Yep.
and don't do that. Let God don't give diseases. And then she, you know, you got to realize where they're at in faith. And then you just go, I just said, okay, look, that's fine. We're good. I go, you go off on your way. Gave her her cane, kind of pointed her in the right direction. I said, bye. God bless you. I gave her a kiss on the cheek. And then my minister thought I was the worst person in the world. I said, no, we got 300 people in here that still need their healing. I don't need doubt to break this down.
That's right.
God did a miracle 24 healing. All these people are ecstatic. I don't need this to bring it down.
She don't believe. That's right.
You know, you have to believe to receive it.
You have to believe.
And then so we started praying for everybody. But that is one of the ways. One of the ways that God does create miracles. I'm going to finish off with my favorite one. It's called my Jedi moment. How many of you had a Jedi moment? You just spoke it into existence. Come on. You just made it happen. Well, we're like traveling in India, and we're going through this road, and all of a sudden, we see all these cars pulling over, and then my driver just starts to shake, and he didn't speak much English, and I'm like, he's been a friend forever with these guys, and he's been my friend for about 6 years, and I look at him, and he's shaking more, and I'm like, dude, what's wrong with our driver? And my friend's like, talking to him and screaming at him, he's the man says that he didn't bring his papers, and they're checking papers. I'm like, well, that's not a good thing. So what are we going to do? He goes, they're pulling every car over. We're about an hour and a half from where my airport, where I was heading home. And he said, we're going to be stuck here for 3 hours.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, and I'm like, we don't have that kind of time. So he's about to pull over, and I'm like, nope, you're not pulling over. I made him go in the middle of the lane. I said, just go cruise down slow, just slow. Let's take our time. Let's get to the front. As we're cruising to the front, he's like getting really nervous. I go, tell your friend to calm down or I'm going to have to hit him. I'm getting on my plane. And he was like really shaking really bad. And I'm like, calm down. It's all right, bro. It's okay. We're going to make it through this. And we get to the front and all these cars are hitting our cars and all these people are hitting our cars. We pass them. Other Indian guys are all mad. Go to a checkpoint. You're supposed to stay in the back. And we're cutting all the way to the front. And we go right to the barrier where they have the barrier thing hanging down. And I looked at it. And then he's like, everybody, just put your seatbelts on. Unheard of in India. This thing goes in here and it clicks. So they don't work seatbelts in India. And I'm sitting there and I look at it and then I don't know if we're going to go through this or what. We're going to break it. I don't know. We're going to get through this thing. And this, it's just faith. Amen. Everybody say faith.
Faith.
And I went over there and the guy came to the window and said, this is the car. And he comes up to the car and looks at me. And I looked at him and I go, this is not the car you're looking for. And everybody just looks at me like I was crazy. Kind of smiling. He's like, what? And he starts banging the car with his rifle. And then behind him, his boss touches him on the shoulder. This is not the car we're looking for.
That was a joke.
He goes, hey, let him go. God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye. Just drove right through. And as soon as we cleared the corner, as soon as I seen the barrier go down and we cleared the corner, I'm like, drive. Get us out of here. This is a crazy moment. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm not saying do that when they pull you over here in Houston, okay? I'm not the car that was speeding, no. I'm going to get some crazy messenger out there, okay? On Facebook, or the messenger, they arrested me anyway. So. But this Indian guy, our driver, now he's seen 25 blind guys, 24 healed. He's seen the crooked lady's arm, the lady pulled out. Many of he was with me from the beginning of my time in Orissa. We're driving. And he's excited. He's excited about Jesus now. He's like, I can't. You are the man of God. You are the man of God. And I'm like, amen. You are the man of God. Yes, the man of God for this hour. You are. I know this. And I'm like, amen. He goes, you know what? He goes, I'm not even Hindu anymore. I'm Christian. Little Hindu God that was on the dashboard that sat by my Bible. You have done nothing for me. Nothing. And he rolls down the window. And he picks up the window and he goes, may I ask, what colors does your God come in? Well, you need a little bit more teaching. That's why you got good friends to tell you about the different colors. But that is a creative miracle, amen? That is just how God does it when you believe. When you believe God's going to do it, God will do it. Now, I've had many other testimonies I can keep sharing, but I know your faith is there, amen?
I hope that blessed you. Hope that encouraged you. Hope that moved and motivated you, because God is a good God. Stay tuned for an Ignite Your Faith session with myself, Dr. David Yanis, in just a minute. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome you to Purifier School of Ministry, a place where you're going to be inspired in faith and a place where God is going to teach you something that you need to know from the Word of God. I put together several ministers, evangelists, pastors, prophets, and we put them together to teach a subject that they are strongly suited for, to get it into your spirit and your soul. You can take it online, and you can take it at your own pace. You can take one course, or you can take all the courses. It's completely up to you. And what my goal is to inspire your faith through the teachings of great women and men of God, and to make it accessible and affordable. If you go to our school, you'll see that it's affordable for anyone, whatever part of the world you live on, to be able to take it in. And I really believe that Purifier School of Ministry will challenge you and get you motivated to do something for God.
Hi, this is David Yanis. I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I'm going to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios, and many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. And I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military, and about divine revelation, miracles, and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships, and both men and women have been so blessed with it, it has touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148, for $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call, or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website, or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite, so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yanis, and you've been watching Ignite Your Day. And we're excited because we are on the segment called Igniter of Faith Session with me, Dr. David Yan. So I'm going to bless you with some testimonies. This is an amazing testimony. I was in Mexico preaching 2018. I prayed for a young girl. Her name was Daniela. And when I prayed for her, I didn't know her at the time. When I was sitting down eating afterwards, a couple hours afterwards, someone's crying on my shoulder and crying and crying and crying. And I'm like, who's this? And the pastor tells me her testimony and tells me that this young girl, when I laid hands on her, she suffered from scoliosis, and that's curvature of the spine, curvature of the legs. And when I prayed for her, a waterfall pushed her over. And as this waterfall pushed her over, it laid her down gently on the floor. And as she was laying on the floor, the water went above her nose. And when it got above her nose, it became hot like oil. As it became hot like oil, it began to get hotter and hotter till she couldn't take it anymore. And she jumps out of the floor where she was laying. And as she jumped out of the floor, her bones, her back, her leg snapped. God healed her miraculously. This is my beautiful little sister, Miss Daniela, right here. I went to adopt her. She was amazing, but she's my little sister now. And this is a miracle in Tula de la Linda, Mexico. God did this miracle for her. She had scoliosis, and this is how her back looked before. Look at all this. Look at this bone. Look at where it's at. God did an amazing, amazing thing, moved on her behalf. This bone was, this picture and bones were x-rayed in Tuesday, right before the service. This is the x-ray the next Tuesday after service. This is what God does. This is how God does creative miracles. This is how God moves in mighty works and wonders. God is an amazing God. He's able to move and change things at any moment. In a blink of an eye, this woman was healed. Not only was her curvature fixed. But everything inside, look at this. Look at all that. It's a mess in there. It is a mess in there. I couldn't even imagine what to pray for, what to move around in there. But God knows. God knows what to move around. God knows what needs healing. Everything was fixed inside her. This is her mother right here in the middle, showing the picture that I just showed you, the x-rays that I just showed you. This is the pastor of the church, Miss Phoebe. And this is my beautiful little sister, Daniela. And it's amazing to see what God does. Amazing to see how God does it. This is her mom showing the pictures of her spine. Look at it. Look at it. God is amazing. God can move for you in that way as well. God can do amazing, wonderful things, just like he did for my little sister, Daniela. He can do it for you no matter where you're at, no matter what your situation is. God says he is all powerful. He is all knowing. He knows how to move. God bless you. Thank you for watching Ignite Your Day. And thank you for watching this segment of Ignite, Igniter of Faith. God bless you. And we'll hope to see you again on our broadcast. God bless you. Thank you for listening to our broadcast and watching us here on Ignite Your Day. I want to encourage you to consider being a monthly partner for our ministry. Just visit our site, decide what you want to give monthly to help us do what we do, and we're going to see great things happen in faith. Thanks again for watching our broadcast.